welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Amen. This is Sister Glass, my radio family, and I rejoice to be able to be with you again and share the Word of the Lord. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, I was thinking, you know, this life we live in the 21st century, it can be very complex. Nothing, I don't know about you, seems simple anymore. And I believe in terms of our spiritual walk, there are sometimes many areas, many things going on in us that are great areas of challenge. And what I would like to ask, so, you know, you might say, well, there's just whole bunches of areas that I'm having to deal with, Sister Glass. But I would like, just for a few minutes, I'd like to encourage you to think about and isolate perhaps that one area of need that is the greatest that you're facing right now. You know, it says, Jesus said, you can speak to that mountain. Well, whatever mountain of opposition or distress or difficulty is before you, think about that. And maybe I could put it another way. What answer to prayer or what resolution of a problem would give you the greatest joy right now? Perhaps you don't feel like you're making progress, or that, you know, some things have gone on the same way for so many years that honestly your level of expectation has diminished. Sometimes we can kind of just get numb. So, beloved, whatever the cry of your individual heart right now, God knows what it is. But I just want to share with you and suggest to you, there's only one way that we should look at our problems, and that is through the eye of faith. I don't know about you, but I find myself getting fretful and stressed and unsettled whenever I lose the perspective of faith. And, you know, it's important to remember it's not your own estimation of how you're doing in your spiritual walk. You know, only God really is the judge. Even Paul said, I don't judge myself. But the important thing is that you keep on fighting the good fight of faith, that you continue to run the race, that you keep trying to the very best of your ability to do that which you know is right and that which pleases God. 1 John 3:20 says, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. And there's some scriptures, powerful scriptures, that the Lord has brought to mind that I'd like to share with you and perhaps help you to rise to some new levels of faith in relation to the situations and difficulties that may be in your life right now. And, you know, as often as I've read this scripture in Isaiah, I never saw it in quite this light. And that is, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And if we can kind of relate this to our spiritual walk, our spiritual life, we're on the highway of holiness, which is leading us to Zion, I'd say that mountains and valleys and crooked places and rough places, well, that covers about every problem we could possibly face in our Christian walk. And it says, prepare the way of the Lord. And beloved, if you and I would prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way for the Lord to move by our faith, then every situation will be changed by the power of God. There's another passage found in Zechariah 4:7. One translation says, therefore, no mountain, however high, can stand before Zerubbabel. It will flatten out before him. And Zerubbabel will finish building this temple with mighty shouts of thanksgiving for God's mercy, declaring it was done by grace alone. Praise God. And beloved, you are a lively stone. You're part of the greater tabernacle that God is building in the body of Christ, but also God is building your temple. And beloved, through faith, you are preparing the way for God to move in that first priority of need in your life. And through praise, you declare that's a beautiful expression of faith, that God will remove every obstacle before you. And also that he promises in Psalms that he will perfect that which concerns you. Praise God. So beloved, by faith, you can move on into higher ground. Listen to what Peter says in the first epistle of Peter, let me read 7 and then 8, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Listen to this, whom having not seen, that's us, yet ye love, in whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. And so, beloved, we're not alone in this walk. You're not alone. The Lord is with you. And, you know, in today's world, it's become very popular to have a personal mentor or trainer, if you will. And that's the greatness of God's commitment to us. He's given that there's a deep desire in each of us to be cared for and to be nurtured in a personally meaningful and significant way. And in the world, people are willing to pay high prices for someone to take a personal interest in them, to help them succeed in physical fitness or their careers or whatever field of endeavor it might be. But there is one, beloved, who's absolutely committed and dedicated to your success and victory. And so in as you will trust the Holy Spirit, he is going to bring you into the person God ordained you to be, as well as causing you to live a victorious life that's happy and full and abundant on this earth. You know, I'm convinced there can be no greater testimony to the unsaved than that of a truly victorious Christian living in the kingdom principles of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And, you know, beloved, I'm very aware you might not have had the privilege of a parent or a relative, a spouse, or a friend who took a really deep interest in you as you were growing up or throughout your life experience. And some of God's dear children come from negative, abusive, dysfunctional families where there was no nurturing, no affirming environment, so they could have a healthy, balanced character as they were growing up. You may never have had anyone who loved you so deeply and saw the valuable potential that's in you, the gifting and talents that God placed within you, and took the time to notice or develop them. We all need to be loved and appreciated for who we are and not for what we do in our service for others. But you know what, beloved? It's never too late. When no one else has met this deep need in our life, the God of heaven and earth waits for our invitation for him to fulfill this role. If we could just grasp how much God loves us, if we could just catch a glimpse of his amazing love. David said in Psalm 27 and 10, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Praise God. You have made, you know, and through what you're going through even now, you could feel forsaken, rejected, unappreciated. But beloved, your heavenly Father watches over you with a jealous love, and he's waiting for you to open your heart to receive the comfort, the nurturing, the instruction and guidance that no man can give. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. From youth to old age, I am with you. As you entrust yourself to my care, there is no season in your life that is unfruitful or unproductive. You're my very own. Do you not take pleasure in accomplishing some project or hobby that you enjoy? Well, that's but a brief taste of the joy and pride that I take in you when you seek to know my ways and delight yourself in me. For you are my handiwork, made in my image and likeness. Therefore, beloved, throughout your day, be ever aware of my presence with you, my presence that will lead and guide you, even in the smallest details of your life. Whatever concerns you is of interest to me. As it is written, I will perfect all that concerns you. So release yourself to my love and care in a new measure, and in so doing, you shall taste of the heavenly joy that those who have gone before you experience in eternal perfection, says the Lord. I have desired to pour my strength and power into you. I have commanded your strength, beloved, and I will display my power working in your behalf. Though you have lain among the pots, yet you shall be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold, says the Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God has spoken, and what can I say? Amen. He's with us. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We invite you into this relationship, into this process, where you will be our personal mentor, our trainer, that you will show us, give us the wisdom we need, the direction. And Lord, minister to your beloved, those that are hurting, those that are in pain right now. Lord, thank them. I just thank you for letting them know of the assurance of your love. You will not leave them. You will not forsake them. And Lord, that you will give them the strength and the power that they need right now, and that they will, by faith, prepare your way, that through faith, Lord, and through your power working, every valley will be exalted, every mountain will be made low, the crooked will be made straight, and the rough places plain. And Lord, moreover and more gloriously, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's a wonderful note to close this broadcast on. Thank you for joining me. And I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.